You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
What's up, dude?
That's a lot of head banging.
I'm Robert Kelly, dude.
You're listening
to You Know What,
Dude. You look terrible.
Who's gonna pretend to be Bobby the whole show?
Well, yesterday, Dan did a great job yesterday of directing the show, but he's not here today.
You know what you did not do a great job of yesterday, Kelly?
What?
Fucking anything? Producing the show. Producing the show, being in shape. Washing your hair.
It wasn't my fault why we lost the
we
show
We did
yesterday.
A whole show. Here's the thing. Bobby's not here, first of all. So if you know what?
So fuck. See you later.
Yeah. 50% of you just checked out, okay? Bobby's not here on the show today, but we have a full house. But here's the funny part. We did a show yesterday.
Without Bobby.
We were with Dan Soder.
Yeah.
Monster Voice was here. We had some other Australian bitch. Was there anybody else here?
Mike Cannon was here.
I was here.
No, Cannon. I'm gonna intro Cannon. We still have Cannon here today. Where's Scopo today?
Scopo.
Yeah. He's on his way. I don't know.
Scopo's late?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So look.
He's the producer.
There's no host today. There's no direction. There's no anything today. It's just fucking, it's some of the regulars. We have some new guys here. It's pretty unbelievable. It's a Jew-heavy podcast today.
I'm glad I'm here doing it with you, though, Lou.
Kelly, first of all, you're lucky I just took the reins on this shit. If I would have let Kelly take the reins on the intro to this show, she would have just giggled a lot and went,
I wanted you to take the reins. You need to be nice today. I don't want any bullshit from you.
I'm going to be very nice today.
Be nice.
Jew heavy is two out of the eventual seven.
Right.
That's a little too Jew heavy for me.
One Jew equals seven, like dog ears.
I was at Stand Up New York last night. Only white guy on the show.
What?
Upper West
really?
Side.
Oh, gross. Nice.
Really?
All black and me.
Was it opposite?
Was it Hard Knocks?
I feel like the 12th man on a basketball team.
So who's that? That's Joe List. The truth is here.
Yeah.
But he's been gone for a while. Yeah. So many people have been messaging me asking where he is.
He's been out of the country, but he's back.
I'm back and better than ever.
He's fucking killing it.
Fucking miserable. Kelly didn't tell me that Bobby wasn't here. Begged me to come on. I said no repeatedly. Finally, I was like, fine, I'll do it. She's like, great, Bobby's not coming.
Click, and she hung up.
I was like, you fucking...
You could have still
done it. This literally in my head. I was like this. You know what? I should go. I should see Bobby. I haven't fucking. I'll go see Bobby. It'll be nice to see him.
No, he died, dude. He died of heart disease yesterday.
Hey.
What?
Hey. Whoa.
He didn't want me to tell the fans that?
No. That
was his last dying wish. Do not tell the fans that I died of heart disease.
Am I on? I can't even hear myself.
Kelly, why don't you stop turning yourself so fucking loud and turn up Joe List?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Level of importance, okay? It goes me the loudest, Joe List second loudest. You have to leave the studio after you're done adjusting these volumes.
This is only because Lewis is hosting, by the way.
Yeah.
Normally he's fifth or sixth.
You know what, Dan?
He's the chocolate to the milk.
We got Mike Cannon here. Mike Cannon back by popular demand. Last time he was on the show, besides yesterday, which was
true.
Completely.
I missed Joe.
The show is fucking gone. He was on. You came and you gave Bobby a fleshlight, right?
I did. Yeah, I gave Metzger a pocket pussy as well. And Dan, if you guys were on, I don't think you guys were on at that point. Yeah.
Wait, can I get a pocket pussy now?
I'll put out a call. I don't really work with that.
No, I want a used one that you've used.
Yeah, done. That's actually the most gangster I've ever felt. They gave me a bunch of boxes. I used one and then just threw it out.
No, why'd you throw it out, dude?
Because it just, I didn't, the cleaning process is disgusting.
Our producer has a used pussy.
We got Aaron Berg back by popular demand. We got the first Jew of the two Jews in the room.
Yeah. Thank you.
Might be the biggest Jew in the history of Jews.
There was a bigger one. There was a bodybuilder in Toronto. He got shot in the leg and then he died from a heart attack named Jason Markovich.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
At the same time, related, shot in the heart attack?
He was like a bouncer. He got shot in the leg and then he died a couple years later. There's a lot of big Jews out there now.
Gary Goleman?
Yeah, Goleman's a big Jew.
Huge Jew.
Yeah.
That's it. There's not another fucking big Jew out there.
There might be. So maybe Vin Diesel's Jewish and he's hiding it.
I don't know. And we got Dave Smith.
Not big Jew.
Skinny tall Jew, though.
Lanky Jew.
Aaron, if you could have Dave Smith's height, you'd be really big. You'd be the biggest Jew ever.
Yeah, my dick would look bigger, too. I bet Dave's got like a freak show of a dick down there.
Dave's got a huge dick.
You've seen
it, right?
100%.
A medium.
I'm just going to, you know, I'll let others tell the legend.
Just judging by your stature, it does kind of add up.
Yeah, I'm a tall, skinny dude. That's a big, that's big dick written all over it.
Yeah.
It's just uncomfortable, though, because me and Dave have double-teamed some chicks together, and it's fucking, I feel pretty useless.
They have to look at your Toucan Sam dick. It's multicolored. And then they turn around, and Dave's got this beautiful big dick.
BBD.
Oh, shit. Lewis's dick does get a lot of different colors.
Right.
It's like the orange alert system. Right. Like you tell the terrorist threat. Like, oh, my God. There's a threat on the bridge.
My dick has like a purple thumbprint in it from jerking off. Like it's
from angry jerking
off. Made out of clay?
I was at the STD clinic one time, and she was like, what is going on here? And I was like, oh, that's always there. She's like, oh, this is a contusion from masturbation.
Wow.
So you're a gripper.
Yeah, I jerk off like this, like I'm eating a sandwich.
Like you're doing a duck,
like a
wall
sock
puppet.
Pucket.
Yeah.
Am I really quiet? Can you guys hear? I'm hearing nothing.
I'm picking. Oh,
I think Dave's a little low.
Try your microphone. Like turn up.
By the way, you hear how fucking loud Kelly is right now.
Well, I can hear you and Lewis very loudly. I can't hear myself.
Well, Joe,
at all.
Just try put the mic or your headphones up.
No, it's not. No,
that's
not
what I'm saying. I've been doing that. You guys are loud. I can't hear me. I understand how. It works.
Kelly Fasuka.
That works better. Yeah.
Well, you just turned me up a bunch, too. Kelly Fasuka, the worst producer in podcasting history.
Can you shut cut the shit loose?
Kelly, I told you I wouldn't make fun of your act anymore. I said I'd make fun of you. I could make fun of your club.
You're not helping me when I'm like trying to make everyone sound good. You're not helping when you're being mean.
You didn't try to make it sound good. You told me that I was to turn up my headphones.
Yeah, it's an elimination process.
Huh?
What?
You got to turn everybody up until you can't hear Joe at all.
Yeah. Right.
All right. I'm working on it. You're fine. You guys are fine. I'll work on it while you guys play.
All right. So anyway, Joe, you masturbate a lot, dude?
I masturbate a lot, I think. I don't think more than like an average person, but I'm on the road a lot. I would say on average,
now
I would say about twice a day. For most of my life, three and a half a day.
If you're home alone, completely, like your chick's out, you have a whole day to yourself, there's no spots that night, it's like a holiday. How many times are you going to masturbate?
I mean, first of all, I have spots every night, but you guys will get there. It's a little hard work, you guys.
we'll get there.
On the road is where I'm doing most of my jerking off. If I'm on the road and I have nothing to do, I'll jerk off
on the side of the road, actually.
Times.
He just jerks off as cars go by.
Off in my car many times
while driving.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
A lot.
So wait, why did you were one of, I guess you didn't give me shit, but why were you not getting my back when I was talking about going for a quick jerk in the hospital bathroom while B was giving birth?
I missed that episode. I'm
you missed that,
that
episode.
I'm totally for that. I don't know what the problem is.
You fucking get it, right?
Of course. What are you kidding? Wait, what am I, an asshole? Of course. Were people taking the other side? People with penises?
People were turning real quick.
Yeah, first of all, dudes were coming at me like I was fucking crazy. Even Bobby is like, dude, you just don't fucking do that.
No, fuck that. I've jerked off in the yoga studio before. Like, everyone's in the studio except for me. Like, I'm going to use the bathroom real quick, and I'm just rubbing one out, and then because it's girls are hot and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to walk around with, like, I'm not going to say a bone, because it's not a boner.
Even
but what
just
happens
a half
is
filled up.
If you start to fill up a little bit, it rubs against your jeans or your underwear. If you're doing something like yoga or, you know, co-delivering a baby, you don't want to have that feeling.
Yeah, it's the same as like not eating. If you don't eat all day, people get surly. You're on edge. You're fucking angry.
I don't understand this at all. I don't understand how you could masturbate in public
That was the most Jewish you've ever sounded.
I don't understand this, Joe. Why would you do these things?
Why would you do it?
You can't hold in your semen until you get to a lonely place.
Your mother's very disappointed in you.
Kelly, we're talking.
I don't get it.
Aaron, if we looked like you, if we had muscles and beautiful hazel eyes in a real acting career, we might not have to jerk off so much.
Yeah, some of us have normal bodies with a dick that works.
I masturbate.
What are you alluding to, Dave?
My dick is working again, by the way.
Again?
Like, my testosterone's back up.
What happened?
So
Aaron,
first
of all, me and Aaron will hang out, and like, well, we did a road gig, and he's like, hey, dude, I got to go buy a bunch of over-the-counter Viagra. Yeah. He's the only guy in the world who buys the pills that are up in like a gas station.
I'm not the only guy in the world.
He's not the only guy in the world, because ever since he told me, I've noticed they're up in every single gas station ever.
Yeah, so somebody's buying them.
Not just somebody. Lots of people are buying these. Now, of course, your dick's working now. You're in the up part of the cycle.
Yeah.
But I'm saying,
Aaron,
in a couple months.
He switched to HGH. It's not a test. It's fucking
I don't know, and I don't think a lot of people listening know, why wasn't your dick working?
I I was really out of shape, and I was smoking a lot and drinking a lot, and I had no sex drive, and I was way too fat, and my dick wouldn't work.
My dick
no
works fine, bro.
What? You wouldn't get hard? So you just wouldn't get hard?
You just described my life. Yeah, my dick's okay.
Aaron can't fuck unless he's not attracted to himself.
Let me tell you that. Unless there's a mirror around, I can't get hard.
That's perfect.
Because usually when I fuck, like if I fuck, first of all, I very rarely fuck women I'm attracted to because it takes too much work. So I usually fuck like ugly girls because they're easier.
Yeah, it is a real effort.
Yeah, and then I'll get drunk, and then when I'm drunk, my dick doesn't work as good as it should, and especially I'm out of shape, so I would take a dick pill.
You're also 56.
Yeah, I'm 72 right now.
Aaron's a very, very old Jew.
Getting old.
Aaron looks great, man. He's working out. Looks awesome.
Aaron spends every afternoon eating matzo ball soup at a deli. Yeah.
The audience must have the hardest time figuring out what you look like.
Right.
Because we're talking about how short you are, how big you are, how Jewish you are, how old you are. Like, they're just fucking, they have no idea what's happening.
Guys,
here.
Imagine a less grizzled Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah, you do have like a Rogan.
That's kind of what he's got going on. Now, Aaron, hold on. Dave said this before we started the podcast. He asked if you're on roids right now, and you got a little coy.
No, I'm not on steroids.
You said no, but you made that exact face that you're making right now. No,
I'm taking creatine right now.
Creatine.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's not steroids. Come on. What else
creatine
are you taking?
Creatine.
That's an island in Greece.
I'm eating six chicken breasts a day. I brought my food with me.
Oh, my God. That's like the I have a black friend of racist lines. What? That's what people on steroids say. No, I'm eating like six chicken breasts a day, dude. That's what they all say.
No, I'm not.
Tons of protein. That's what Alistair Overeem, remember when he... Lewis.
Dude, are those chicken breasts making their balls shrink?
I know, Dave. Freaking...
Dude, first of all, my dick's bigger now since I lost weight, and I've got like sex drive back.
By the way, that's a real thing.
Yeah, weight displaces then into your dick?
Here's what happens.
Yes.
It's the only thing. No, it doesn't displace into your dick. You get a gunt.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when the fat around your dick starts filling up, it makes your dick like retract. So when I'm fatter, my dick just fucking looks like it's about an inch.
Well, it's not actually smaller. It just looks like it's smaller, right?
I mean,
it's
technically, smaller. If you measure from the skin to the tip, it's going to be smaller because the gunt meat comes out a little bit.
I don't think on a man's called a gunt.
You're the authority on gunts.
That's what I was about to say, was that a gunt is a woman's stomach. All right. No, a gunt is a woman's stomach going over a vajay.
What's that?
A genus is when the stomach goes over
genus.
The dick.
All right.
The genus. And the gunt.
What about
that's a real woman fucking joke. We come up with gunt, and then ladies are like, "We'll call there's a genus. We'll just do the same thing."
Sure, if you're fat, you don't have your.
That's woman humor.
But you don't have a fucking stomach going over your dick if you have like a. It's not a gunt because you don't have a cunt.
I didn't realize that it was a gut cunt. That's not really. I never realized that's what.
Really?
Gunt
no, that's for. What it is.
You're
no, now
dumb.
I get it.
Yeah, you fucking.
Well, Joe, you've lost weight recently, right? Have you noticed a size change in your
my
dick?
My dick's always been huge. Yeah, it's just one of those things. I came out with a big dick.
Big piece.
Never looked back.
Yeah, but Joe wasn't big though. Joe was, if anything, he may have been out of shape.
Joe, that's the thing. You were out of shape, but you weren't fat.
No.
You were skinny. You know what I'm saying?
I was just a douche. I probably look like what Dave looks like.
What is he now? What's Joe now?
Joe looks great.
I'm
he's
ripped.
Got like a six pack.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Pretty ripped.
He's not ripped.
He is.
I'm ripped.
Joe,
I'm telling you.
I've seen you with your shirt off. You take it off every other episode. You're not ripped.
Not every other episode. Two in a row. The last previous two.
Show us Joe.
I'm not showing it again. Aww. Lewis is being mean. And
I'm not being mean. You're just not ripped. I wouldn't describe you as ripped. You're a skinny dude still.
Like I think Lewis is the authority. Lewis was ripped for 3 weeks 2 years ago.
There you go. Yeah, we can count that as a bomb, right? That was a bomb, kind of.
See, Dave.
Well, I mispronounced it.
Flat tire bomb,
is the same thing.
It.
No, but you can't make fun of Joe for the way he looks, because Joe looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, thanks,
you're getting
buddy.
There.
Like
you're getting it.
Kelly, are you
fucking...
Listen to me. All right, first of all...
Stop getting so angry. Don't go straight to anger, Lou.
Joe, do you really want to fuck Kelly from behind?
Not really, but I would enjoy it.
Just from behind.
I've
got a lot of issues to work out from behind.
Yeah. No, I promised myself to Dave. We're going to have babies together. Dave?
I'm thinking about it.
I'm mulling over the contract. Dropping a Jew patch on that Aussie puss.
He's so good with James. He's a good dad. I'm like, yeah.
Are you attracted to Dave, Kelly?
No.
Not
he's
at
a good
all?
Dad. No, what? But he'd be a good dad.
Why are you not attracted to him? Very handsome, very bright.
No, he's good looking and stuff, but then he just talks all the time.
You do talk a lot. That's
he talks
true.
A lot.
I know. It's a pretty shitty quality in comics. So,
you do talk a lot, except for on this podcast where we're missing the guy who talks the most.
Yeah, Dave,
might want to step it up a little bit here, Dave. Jesus.
Get
it. Yeah. If we let Dave take over, we will be within 4 minutes into a deep, deep, deep conversation about politics.
Yeah, but that's why I
don't think that's
I can't handle
we'll
it.
We talk about lots of things.
Yeah, but it's the politics stuff that just I can't handle it. But that's okay. Right. You can't handle me in general, so we're okay.
Oh, you guys should kiss.
No.
Kiss. Cut to 5 minutes later, Dave's just banging Kelly out on the fucking board.
No, I'm...
We're all vomiting.
Nah, I'm done. I'm off the market for a while.
Why?
You have a boyfriend?
No.
Oh.
Why? I thought you did have a boyfriend.
Your body became too gross. Yeah. You're uncomfortable taking your clothes off in front of people.
You all took it off the market before the price took a dive.
Off the market. It was a product recall.
Oh, my God.
We shut down shop. We're renovating for a few months.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to write down names of the episode while I'm still trying to talk. It's very hard.
She's in a
This is why I need Scopo. He should be here writing this. But
why?
Okay.
Where the fuck is Scopo at?
He was at work and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm stuck in traffic.
What's
don't know.
More important in Scopo's life than this podcast?
Nothing.
Kelly's been busy. She's in a very time-consuming...
Yes.
Don't fucking cut me off, you dumb fucking bitch. Lawsuit with the Beatles over their hair.
Is it worth it, Joe?
She has a Beatles haircut. Oh, it would have been fine if you hadn't interrupted.
That was pretty brutal, dude.
Yeah. It was going to really come out good.
That wasn't my fault. You lost momentum at the beginning.
Kelly really took all the rhythm out of whatever Joe was doing. Kelly does.
Why are you on your phone? What's going on?
Because I'm
over
writing
there?
Down names for the episode.
Well, we'll just remember at the end.
No one ever remembers anything at the end.
So why are you off the market? Is what I want to know.
I went on a new pill, like birth control, and it killed
Dick
my
pill?
Libido. So I don't feel like it.
What's the point of being on the pill then?
Because I need it for like girl stuff, like you know,
regulates their periods, acne. Yeah.
And it may, and it, but it, like it's a different one, and I had to take it for a while, and it's never before have I felt like this. Like
maybe
I have
that's
no
why your tits look that
desire.
Way
because
you're on the pill.
No,
wait, but you're taking the pill for girl stuff. You're taking the pill to regulate your period. Is that
yeah? But it's
true?
All about like I don't want
to
get
to do that.
No, aren't you not supposed to post 30? I'm not being a dick. I'm being
no. It's more about it's more about I don't want to get too graphic about woman's fucking piping.
We know,
you know
it's
on
gross.
This show. It's gross, but it's more about it's helping my body get back to the way it's supposed to be, sort of thing.
Time out. Slow down. Get gross, please. I want to know what the fuck you're talking about right now.
How are you going to educate men to be empathetic towards women's needs?
I have polycystic ovaries, which means I get cysts all over my ovaries.
Oh.
So
oh. Oh. Oh.
Who talks about that?
That was my fault. I walked in on that one.
Oh my God.
That's the name of
the episode. Yeah. Kelly's nasty pussy.
Well. No, it's to my... No.
At least you can stop texting. Jesus. Your cysty ovaries.
You have polyps on your
the market for the next
few days.
You guys
are terrible for making me feel bad
about
it.
No, your ovaries are terrible.
No, they're not. It's not gross.
I just pictured white maggots on what is your life expectancy with that?
No, nothing. It's just like a lot of girls...
Nothing. I'm a dead woman walking.
A lot of girls get it, so it's just to regulate it to make it better, but on the other end, it's too many side effects.
All right, so polycystic ovaries.
It's a really... No, it's just a really common thing that girls have, like endometriosis.
By the way, if
that's why none of us have heard of it
before. Just freaked out.
Yeah. This is why I didn't want to say anything. And look at the reaction that I get. This is, I wouldn't talk
no,
about
Kelly,
it if you didn't ask
look,
me. You want to grow.
I was
I
holding back
you.
A little.
Yeah. Don't make me feel bad because
I
might be
really
barren.
I'm trying not to make you feel bad. Holy shit, that's
well,
gross.
I told you.
No, I knew a woman that had that one time. Yeah. She was homeless. She lived next to the
She died days later.
Blood gushing out all the time, bleeding on the sidewalk.
She had the decency to not talk about it.
She used to live in the subway system. She was a mole person.
Yeah, she collected pennies and had a cardboard sports coat.
She kept the pennies in her vagina.
She was a mole.
Turns out that'll give you cysts in your pussy.
Oh, wow.
I reveal way too much.
Hold on, Kelly. I want to know. Time out. What the fuck is this? Explain what polycystic pussy is.
How did you remember? You're like Rain Man. How did you remember to repeat that back? All I heard was polyps.
42 jelly beans.
Good inside joke.
I didn't get it.
All right, so good. Polycystic.
Don't say polycystic.
Toothpicks.
Don't say polycystic.
Yeah, no, don't.
I liked it.
Polycystic cuntosis.
Kelly, what is this now?
Cuntosis.
What is it?
That should be the name of the thing. Write down cuntosis and your
what
job's
did,
done.
When you when the doctor told you for the first time he broke it, was it like how did he break the news? Was he like, this is the worst part of my job?
Was Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen playing?
Your pussy is infested.
Ma'am, I have a hard time believing you walked in on here on your own 2 feet.
We get a wheelchair up here.
No. You can't just sing over. You said it, Kelly. What? You could have made up anything. You could have said, oh, it fucking makes my fucking acting go away.
I'm too truthful for you guys.
That's right. Kelly Fasuka. Too honest.
Ah, shut up. Get off your phone, Lou.
All right. Polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS for short.
Pussy cysts, as they're known on the street.
Cunt bubbles.
Maggot cunt.
If you put cunt into anything, it's funny. I just realized. Cunt bubbles. Cunt bubbles. That's a good name for the
podcast.
That's
the name of that. That has to be.
Name it Kelly's cunt bubbles. Just to really.
It's like pop-up video. Is a common hormonal disorder among women of the reproductive age.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's common. All right, Kelly.
Now, actually, this might be an interesting byproduct because we found out yesterday that Kelly actually grew up in like the shit factory town of Australia.
Yeah, oh, she really? grew up in Staten Island of Australia.
Yeah, it's got the dump, the streets flooded.
Well, that's
with
what they
shit.
Called Kelly, the dump. But,
but is that a byproduct of the environment?
No. It's like one of the most common things girls have. Most of them walk around with it and they don't know it's there because it's mild. Like it's just.
But
it's
yours
nothing.
Was acting up.
Well,
it was swarming.
My cunt bubbles were out of control.
My pussy looked like the Elephant Man.
I couldn't sit down without ruining furniture.
My pussy had tusks.
You know, those are worth a lot of money.
The name of the condition comes from the appearance of the ovaries in most, but not all. Women with the disorder... What?
Often aren't funny.
I'm taking a beating today.
Shit. Enlarged and containing numerous small cysts located along the outer edge of each ovary. Polycystic appearance.
Oh, right on the edge?
You can get that on your dick.
Oh, dude, it gets worse. Here we go. All right.
Wait, on the outside of your dick or the?
I think
or
your so.
Ball?
Here's
I
more.
Know, I got
listen, more symptoms: infrequent or prolonged menstrual periods.
Ooh.
Which one do you have? Do you have like fucking 18-day periods now?
No, I have like a day, and then they're like 40 days apart.
That's great.
Wow. Okay,
yeah, that's
awesome.
Good,
you should totally be on the market then.
Hold on. There's
that
more.
Should be your pickup
Guys,
line at bar.
There's more.
Oh boy.
Excess hair growth.
No, that's not me. No.
Coupled with Italian.
Yeah, I know. Need a weed whacker.
Acne and obesity can all occur with women with polycystic ovary syndrome. You know what? We're making fun of all these things about you. This is a fucking serious disorder.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm an asshole for. I'm so sorry, Kelly.
Why do you think I've put on a lot of weight of late?
You're not.
Maybe
you're
weight.
Not fat. You just have the nastiest pussy out of anyone we know.
Yeah. I think you look great, Kelly.
Yeah, I'd like to. You
very
know what
sweet.
I mean?
I appreciate that,
you're
guys.
You're thin for a girl with pussy cysts.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I'd like to take your wig off and really show you.
Hold on. In adolescence, that's 30 years ago for Kelly, infrequent or absent menstruation may signal the condition. In women past adolescence, difficulty becoming pregnant or unexplained weight gain may become the first sign.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the weight gain that tipped you off?
Yeah, that and the irregularness of it, you know.
Irregularity?
Yeah, that's the word.
Ooh, fun word.
Hey, all right. I don't know. Wow. There you go. That's why I put on a bit of weight, because the pill makes me... Anyway, so it may be just like my sex drive doesn't exist at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, wow. And not even like I... It's terrible. Like, I haven't watched porn. I haven't jerked off. No. I would jerk off, like, if anything, if not every day, every second day.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. A girl with pussy shit talking about jerking off is just the grossest thing. That was also grosser than the pussy stuff.
Anybody you'd fuck, even... you'd have to explain why their dick is being swarmed by hornets.
Oh my god, is my dick the sign of the apocalypse?
She goes, I wouldn't go in
locusts,
there, ma'am.
Locusts everywhere.
Oh, dude, I hear hornets.
Like the abyss.
I wouldn't go in there now. The queen's making honey.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Dude.
There you go.
That's great.
Kelly, it's uncomfortable.
Well, you asked. You know, and then you looked it up. You didn't have to look it up. But, you know, I asked. But we'll
see.
Is
there a can of Coke in there?
We'll see if Dave...
Regular Coke?
Oh, yeah. There should be. I think I bought some for you. Anyway.
Oh, thank you.
So between my shitty pussy and maybe or maybe not if Aaron's dick's working. But your dick's working now.
My dick's working now. Oh,
okay.
But I once got a disease just from riding in a car with Lewis. I got an STD from Brian. Do you remember that?
What STD was it?
Well, he told... said, like, I had warts when I was younger once. I banged this girl, and I had warts, and then I got them zapped off, and I told Lewis, and he's like...
Lewis, like, you want to rub up against my wart?
Eskimo warts.
You have the antidote. We call these butterfly kisses. Yeah.
Lewis is the host.
Yeah.
And then Lewis...
if you kill me, all the other warts die. I'm the head wart.
The head Cuba Gooding Jr. dart him in the neck and fucking bring him to Africa.
Eventually some hillbilly had to drive right into Lewis and sacrificed himself. I hope you know your daddy's a hero.
You tell him he drove into Lewis when no one else would.
How did he give them to you, though? What did you guys do? Touch dicks?
He went on to explain what HPV was, and he's like, bro, that's HPV. That's how, like, it spreads. It's dick warts, and then it becomes
HPV. No, but I told him he had it for life now, and he was like, what? And he had this, like, look on his face like he was sad, like he had just gotten warts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when he had realized that he had been spreading his disease over the past 15 years.
Yeah, years and years.
So you made it sound like Lewis gave it to you.
He made me aware of it, and ignorance is bliss.
They say knowledge is more powerful than any wart.
Yeah.
They certainly do.
Mike, have you ever had an STD?
HPV, but nothing else.
The warts brand? We really are just fucking open about
like,
this shit.
Like
now.
One. Like, I've had like one wart, and it went away, and since then I've been pretty good. But I mean, I've been with the same girl for a while, but on and off shit.
Did you give her the fucking HPVs?
No, I mean I'm sure she'll get cervical cancer, but aside from that, she's fine.
She's an adult. She came to the table with HPV. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Come on.
But the kind that causes warts doesn't cause cancer.
Really?
Oh, okay, so I'm good.
A different virus.
But we've all got multiple 15 things.
By the way, that's hilarious when they say you can't get herpes twice. You actually can. There's like multiple strains of herpes out there.
You can get like 80 times.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Oh, man. I don't have HPV. I got tested for it. Apparently,
Kelly,
everyone.
Listen to me.
No, I know. You've said this before. I went to the doctor and she told me.
Don't you get a milky
pap
smear? I've sucked off 5 guys that I know with HPV.
No. I don't have it. It's so
not even exaggerating.
You're so mean to me today.
No, I'm truthful, Kelly.
No, you're so mean to me today.
No, God is mean to you. He gave you pussy warts. Now, Lewis is being honest with you.
Fuck God. I feel like every week you say Lewis is mean to you this week. Couldn't it just be that Lewis is mean to you?
Just mean to me?
I'm not mean to you. Actually, I've been holding back a lot.
You
really
have been. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We say horrible things.
Me and Kelly had a conversation. She told me not to make fun of her as much, so this is as good as I get.
Yeah, no, you're doing good. Okay, no, so. I got chlamydia once.
You're gross.
Years ago. You guys
No. Look, can I go back to how you have HPV? You do.
Dude, I don't.
Kelly, listen to me.
Don't. Kelly, me, with a hard
My doctor, cane. My doctor told me Kelly Festuca has HPV. She's a real whore. She fucks everyone.
Isn't it true, though, that 97% of sexually active people have it?
Yes.
Yeah, so how are you?
90%? I don't know.
Is that something ridiculous?
I knew it was
like
high.
That.
No, I didn't know
that. No, it used to be 85%, and now the shit's coming out that it's everything. They're also finding out that like, most forms of cancer are just fucking HPV, dude. Mm. It's you rubbing your fucking throat against somebody's dick, and that causes
whoa,
are you
hold
getting
on,
that directly
on.
From Michael Douglas?
I don't think most forms of cancer I don't think are HPV.
I get all of my news from Michael Douglas.
Someone responsible should really tell people that Lewis has no idea what he's talking about.
Dr. Gomez says what's up.
Your doctor is
some
a TMZ.
Some scientists believe.
Fucking hell.
It's all diet.
If you're dieting on a warty dick like Kelly does every other night.
It's not, no. I've been
Kelly,
tested
I
and have
no,
said you do not have HPV.
No, you've been tested before. No, for the fucking cysts on your cervix.
That's,
okay?
That's not a HPV. That's
but no, you can have HPV. It's in remission and you don't have any warts. You don't have anything going on. It's just in your body. You're carrying it. But eventually one day... Your pussy's gonna fall out of your body.
I mean, it's already starting to.
Yeah. It's Dr. Gomez, free health tips.
No, I've been like tested twice in the last 2 years, and both times it was like,
no, you don't
have
warts and you don't have cysts in your.
I don't have warts, I don't have HPV. The thing on my ovaries,
there's no
correlation.
Shh.
What, Dr.
There's
Gomez?
There's no test for HPV. There's no test that says, hey, you have the HPV cells on your pussy.
Dr. J. Gomez.
There is for women, though. There's when women get a pap smear, if it's like milk
smear,
I say smear because
shop?
It's more fun.
But pap smear,
it's like some test. If it comes out cloudy, then they have the HPV virus.
We have a test. Trust me. I've been there with a doctor, a proper doctor that you pay.
My doctor.
Happen.
You want to know what my doctor told me?
Yeah, which doctor?
It was a fucking real doctor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, a doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor Benny Boombox.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Oh.
Doctor Hendricks. Whatever his fucking name was. Doesn't matter. He told me that if you just tested everybody's fucking like hand or their neck or anything or a subway rail, it would fucking come back positive for HPV. Okay.
Ooh.
It's just everywhere.
That sounds like a real Puerto Rican duck.
And if it affects you,
HPV is here.
It's either your immune system fights this shit off and you don't have it, which is a very, very rare case.
I'm pretty sure it was a doctor. Why was he holding a janitor's mop?
HPV is everywhere.
You gotta wash your hands after you go to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible. I'm not listening to you, Lewis. I don't believe you.
All right, whatever.
I don't know.
So you had gonorrhea, chlamydia, what'd you have?
I had chlamydia like 7 years ago.
Chlamydia is a
beast.
That's
all with snot, right? You get snot dripping out of your cunt.
Were you sticking to your underwear?
I don't know how much
it's
more.
That happened to me when I had the clams. The discharge. The discharge. Discharge would
stick
to your underwear.
Aaron, was it Boston or New England can chowder?
What's the chunkier one?
It's New England.
New England and Boston's the same
clam
chowder.
This is not a Boston clam chowder. There's a Manhattan clam
chowder. Yeah, Manhattan.
Boston is in New England.
Yeah, you fat bitch.
It's the capital of New England. Excellent attempt at a joke.
I'm sorry. Is that a bomb? Should I grab...
Mine would stick to my face. Have you had it before, Lewis?
I've never had the clap, no.
The clap is bad. The clap.
It's a pill. You can just knock it out, right?
Yeah, it's done.
Now it's one pill. You just go to the doctor and they give
you
one pill. Oh, dude, they used to put the
suction.
Q-tip.
Aaron, tell me the difference between new clap and old clap.
New
You're 57.
The sequel's a little...
If I haven't seen old clap, will I get new clap?
Aaron was around back when the clap first started.
Let me tell you about a Prohibition-era clap.
I'll be honest, neither are as good as the novel.
The old clap, first, you'd go pee, and you'd squeeze your dick before you pee like normal people do, and then, shit would come out, and I'd be like, what's that? And then I was like, did I beat off earlier, and I forgot? Like, I thought it was cum remnants.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, I'll pee, and then it burns like fuck. And then you'll get discharged in the middle of the night and wake up and your cock stuck to
Let
your
me ask
underpants.
You a question. What's worse, that or Kelly's act? Can I ask you that question?
Lou.
So
there was a question. It wasn't a statement, Kelly.
What's the difference? It still hurts my feelings.
What is the difference between chlamydia and your act?
One of them is stinging and relevant.
Oh, boy.
Shit.
Berg, batting 1,000.
So how long did you last? How long did you have a crusty dick for before you went to a doctor?
I was afraid to go to a doctor because I did not want to go to my family doctor. I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
So I went to a health clinic in the ghetto in Toronto.
Yeah.
And it was a black doctor.
And they told you about the HPV everywhere thing, right?
Oh, shit, there's HPV everywhere. And then she
this
tested
is a
it.
Southern belle? What the fuck accent was that?
Well, I do declare there's HPV everywhere.
Mr. Williams, it's very warm in here.
It sounded like a...
Get up people in Canada sound?
Sounded like Strother Martin in Cool Hand Luke.
How did
anyone
you...
get that reference?
No.
But I had syphilis at the same time, so they gave me a shot in my ass. And then they gave me these pills, and then you had to take the pills for 3 weeks back in the day. And they're like, you can't drink alcohol, you can't do it.
It's syphilis and chlamydia?
From the same broad?
Yeah. Were you a fucking pirate?
I took my booty. And then she...
It was better than your Puerto Rican.
Thank you. I'm so confused.
So the same chick gave you two STDs?
At least two.
Was this Kelly Festuca?
No. You've talked about this before. This was the chick that your girlfriend that was cheating on you and you caught him.
Yeah.
That
bitch. Is that how you caught her?
You heard her fucking down the hall. Some rugby player was fucking her down the hall. And then
he talked about this.
And not just fucking her, just slamming
drilling
her.
Drilling the fuck out of this pig.
Drilling
just
for oil.
Just fucking hammering away at that slob.
Isn't that the worst thing, though, getting cheated on? Have you ever been cheated on, Cannon?
Probably.
Your girl's getting fucked by a big black guy right now.
Yeah, most likely.
My fucking
I mean, not with my current girlfriend. I think my last one.
My homo
did.
Boyfriend's doing a podcast right now. What the fuck is a podcast? Pretend radio? I don't know. A loser.
Put your face in that pillow and shut your mouth.
I liked everything in that bit, except I would have made him blacker. Like really thugged him out a little bit.
Yeah.
The fuck's a podcast, nigga?
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey. And the racist award goes to Joe.
I wasn't racist. I was impersonating a black guy. They say the N-word a lot.
Yeah. They do.
They really do.
You've cheated on girls, Lee.
Hey, yeah,
that's not what we're
Jesus
talking about. We're
Christ
talking about
Kelly.
Yeah, that's
take your polyps outside. Think about it.
By the way, that's Kelly's problem. She wants to be one of the dudes so bad. Like, that's her thing. She'd be like, hey, mate, look, I'm farting. I'm one of the dudes. All right. Look, hey, well, I'm busting balls.
First off, that was just a cyst yelling for help. That was not a fart.
That was, help me. That was a cunt fissure exploding.
I don't want to be one of the guys, but she's like, I'm always
you
around guys.
You want to be one of the dudes,
job.
And then you
no.
say, things
you
like
guys.
Hold on, time out. What if I had never told Beatrice that I've cheated on an ex-girlfriend? Now, you just went and announced that I've cheated on girls into a podcast. Maybe I didn't want my girlfriend
Luckily,
to hear
Beatrice
that.
Knows because she was the last one. But
no, because we were talking to Mike. No, because you were talking to Mike about it, and then there was a quiet in the conversation, and I'm like, Lou, your turn. And then my turn, his turn.
No, I didn't
turn.
Say he cheated on girls. I was talking about being cheated on because he
that's
brought
true.
Up a story that
oh, I'm
he had
sorry,
cheated
that's what
on.
I meant. That's what I meant.
We went from...
that's
Lewis,
what you meant.
Lewis wanted to talk about a vulnerable, like having your heart broken situation, yeah. And you brought it to the thing that is kind of... dude code, and he may take you to guy court, for this, but it's kind of dude code that you don't. You
cross
get
one
into
more
that.
Line, we're going to guy court.
Guy court.
I don't want to be one of the guys.
Does it actually? Does it count as being cheated on? Like we would go on breaks, but I would be sleeping with other girls.
No,
and
it
I'm
doesn't
just
count.
Assuming that she was. Yeah.
Here's my definition of cheating. If you would be upset if she did it, I still think it's
cheating.
I mean,
cheating. I was still upset
that's
a double standard.
A standard.
Like, I told her that I was being faithful. She didn't find out until later, but right. She was then also telling me the same business.
If you would be upset can't be the standard.
No,
I have girls a
be.
Year later I would be upset if they were fucking people, but it's not cheating.
If you're on a break...
Like, no, but like, I'm talking about under those parameters.
If you are agreeing to not fuck other people in that moment, and then you fuck other people, that's cheating.
Okay.
So, if you're on a break and the agreement is we can see other people, then
you
can.
That's not...
The agreement was we can't fuck other people.
Then
I was,
said, then
I was
then
fucking
I agree.
A lot of
it's
other
cheating.
People and
yeah.
cheating.
Oh, that's cheating because you said, but normally a break would be that you aren't like together, you're fucking other people.
Right.
So that's not cheating
but no,
at all.
No, it was just a break from not being in each other's face.
A break is such a phony thing.
That's like, just not seeing each other.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Just cut it clean.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of being selfish. Like, you don't want her to be with anyone else.
Oh, of course
scared.
It was
yeah.
being selfish. Yeah, I was a complete sociopath when I was like 19, 20 years old. Of course.
Where's Scopo?
I don't know.
He got stuck in a subway
is the show
seat.
Missing
fucking
something?
Ass.
You know what we need now is a quiet guy with long hair.
They're trying to fucking use the jaws of life to get him out of the fucking subway turnstile.
He has a car. He should be on time more than anyone.
He has bench seats, I imagine. Oh, boy. We are having fun, aren't we?
Back to what you said, Lewis, I think is a very good critique, though, of like female comics in general, is that they're trapped in this area of wanting to be one of the dudes, but they're not actually one of the dudes.
Yeah.
I've always kind of thought that was a thing in general. I remember this just like really, really quick story that I think sums it all up for me. This is years ago. I was playing video games with a bunch of my boys, and we were playing Madden, and it was like someone's season, and the rest of us were rotating quarters.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was like your team, we're playing against your team, I get first quarter, second. We're just rotating. And this girl came in from like lived down the hall, and she's like, oh, I get next. And we're
can
like,
you use
okay.
Kelly's voice for her?
Anyway, so she comes in, she plays a quarter. At the end of the quarter, we were like, oh, we're rotate. So just like rotate it down. And she's like, oh, just because I'm a girl, you're going to make me pass it after a quarter. And she starts going off on this tirade. And we're trying to explain to her, we're like, no, we've been doing that since before you were here. And finally, at the end of it, we convince, you know, she's like, it's bullshit, I know, you're not fooling me. And it's like, if you were a dude, someone would have nut-checked you already and taken the controller from you. You know what I mean? So it's like, if we treated you by the same standard, we would be so much harsher on you than we're being right now.
You're right, dude. Kelly is fat.
I'm trying to say Kelly's fat. But you know what I mean, Kelly? It's tough, because you do have to pretend to be one of the dudes, but you're not really.
Yeah, only because if I don't keep up with the conversation, then I will never get to be...
No, but you can
just
be
Lou,
yourself.
Let me finish. No, but myself, one, a girl by herself around five strong males... It's you can't
flattery
compete.
Will get you everywhere for Stuka.
You can't compete. Like, if I...
What are we talking, like, physically strong? Because the steroid half of the... half over here.
Oh, my God, Cannon. Did you get shot in your armpit? What the fuck is... How much are you sweating, dude?
I sweat a lot. Like a
well, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Is your answer to put a jacket on?
to
cover
it.
I am so hot. I need more layers.
Dude, I'm going to vomit thinking about his armpits.
Can we take a picture of that?
Yeah, get a picture of Cannon's armpit.
Oh, my God.
I never sweat. I never smell. Hang I on. Always sweat. And I used to wear have to address it on Hang stage on. Because I just never wore black shirts. And now I just
Do you have a pussy
shirt.
In your armpit?
I do,
we're turning you on?
Oh
my sister has told me to get Botox in it, but it would just displace to like out my ass or something. So whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't. Does that really
oh, that reminds me of what happened to Kelly. Kelly, tell him about the time things are coming out of your ass.
That's amazing.
My ass. No, but the thing is, like, Dave, it's different because, like, the way that men are in conversation, like, I'm not a dude. I don't have that handshake, let's go play golf or whatever.
What?
Of a different.
Yeah, you really don't get, you're right.
What room are you sitting in right now? Handshake, let's go play golf.
Lewis and I have a secret handshake and we're golf buddies.
Yeah. By dude, do you think we're all CEOs at big banks?
There's a handshake. There's a handshake that goes along with being a dude.
Oh, my God.
A hilarious example. Yo, Lou, what's up?
I don't go briefcase shopping.
we aren't guys. So if we try to be
you
then
Dave?
We're not. Hey man, he was bringing you down with him with me. No, but we're not guys, so we can't. The stuff that you guys talk about, if I tried to keep up, then it's like, well, you can't be one of the guys. You want to be one of the guys?
No. All we want you to do is be yourself.
Yeah,
I'm not one of the guys. I don't wear a visor and go bowling. You know what I mean?
I bet girls, we can't be ourselves around you guys because then you guys go, why are you being a chick? Because that's who we are.
No,
so
but
you can't
guys,
have it either way.
No, you're not.
I'm being a chick or I'm being one of the guys, but you're not happy with either of them.
No. Be whatever you are and then let like stand on the merits of that. All I'm saying is that like the girls will be like, will come up to me and be like, oh, what's up with this booker? You know, only books guys, blah, blah, blah. But if some guy came up to me and was like, oh, they only booked the. Like, do you think you deserve to be on that show over those five guys? You know what I'm saying? But a girl thinks just because there isn't a girl there.
No, I don't agree.
I deserve to be there.
No, Dave, I don't agree with you at all. I'm not, that's
of course you're
I think
a girl.
That's been the subject of a lot of articles.
No, I don't agree
at
all.
That's a fact.
I'll never put a girl on a show just because I need to make up a girl quota. If I don't have any girls that are good enough to do it, I won't put them on. I don't care about.
So why are the girls ever on your show?
Because they're good enough. My show. You've never been to my show.
Yeah, I know. It's a fucking talent show. I got comedy to do.
I had a
Kelly
show.
Runs. Kelly has one
Lewis's
of
comedy is
Lewis,
not talent.
Don't. Yeah.
Kelly no, runs a fucking. She has a night at a real
Lou,
club in New York City.
I have a great monthly show. Don't fucking bag it out.
I'm not.
Where do you bag it out?
So fucking rude.
I'm not.
So rude.
You telling me not to put a condom on right now? What did she say?
It's so rude.
With those pussy sis, I gotta wear a condom. I'm about to go in there and run.
Listen, she's not
that.
A guy. She doesn't wear top hats and trench coats.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, and whenever.
No, let us appreciate right. Joe's thing. Yeah.
All right, on that, let's take a break, okay? We'll come
sure.
back in a minute.
Are we doing the plugs?
Okay.
What are we doing?
I got a pee.
We're going to do a pee and stuff. Hang on. Lewis, I believe you have some words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. What's up, YKW dudes? You've probably tried Hulu.com. You know what? Now it's time to try Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus?
You are the worst.
Hulu Plus? What's that?
Hulu Plus is the amazing app where you can watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. It's for your smartphone. It's for your, you know, iPod or iPad, rather.
Ooh.
Your computer, anything. It doesn't matter.
You guys have probably used Hulu. I'm sorry. Hulu?
Dave, let me get it out.
It lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and a selection of acclaimed movies on your TV or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. It streams all in HD for your best viewing experience. That's pretty out of control.
That's great. I'm blind, so that's good for someone like me.
With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite current TV shows like Saturday Night Live, Community, or Family Guy, but you can also check out the exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Awesomes, starring Seth Meyers from Saturday Night Live, and Moon Boy, starring Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids.
Ooh.
Hulu Plus also offers a great selection of acclaimed films. For $7.99 $9.99 a month. $8 a month, you can stream as many TV shows and movies as you want. It's unlimited wherever you want. Out of control. Right now, you can try it for free. Hulu Plus for free when you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. That's a special offer. I was doing so well, baby.
Like
eight sentences. I nailed it.
You're doing real good.
Special offer for the... Special offer. Special offer for the YKWD listeners.
Eight sentences. The new record is two words.
HuluPlus/dude. You get the extended free trial, and they know that we sent you. Make sure you go to HuluPlus.com/dude right now.
Awesome.
Also, guys, make sure you go and check out our other sponsors right above the latest episode of YKWD at RyeCast.com/Robert Kelly. You'll notice a few links. To the left, you'll notice a link for Amazon.com. Amazon.com is a website you guys already use. Holidays are coming up. This is a great opportunity here. Click on our link, bookmark our link, make all of your purchases through the Amazon link, and every time you do that, YKWD gets a kickback. It's a huge deal, especially if you can't afford to donate to the show, because this show does have a donate button. I don't really agree with that concept, but you know what? If you can't afford to donate, this is a great way that you can help out the
show. Also, if you work at an office, be sure to make any offer through Amazon.com through the Robert Kelly thing, because I started doing that when I was working in an office as an office manager and, you know, whatever to help out the show.
Yeah, and a lot of times those offices spend thousands of dollars a month, you know, especially if it's not your money. How great is that?
Yeah, yeah.
You help out the show without somebody's money.
Mike Cannon did that for us on this show. He spent how much was it, like 50,000?
A couple bucks. I have no idea. It was somebody else's
through
money.
His work. Yay, Mike Cannon.
$6,000 worth of fleshlights on the company card. Also, right next to that link, you're going to notice a link for tweakedaudio.com. Go to tweakedaudio.com and use the promo code DUDE. You get 33% off, free shipping, and a limited lifetime warranty on the best affordable in-ear headphones on the market. They're already affordable. They're already inexpensive. You don't have to spend $100 or $150 on headphones. You don't need Skull Candies or Beats. You can get the Tweaked Audio headphones. They have 9 different styles, different colors, fucking amazing quality headphones for already inexpensive, and you get 33% off, free shipping, limited lifetime warranty when you use the promo code DUDE. And last but not least, make sure you check out Gamefly.com/YKWD, or you can click on the link right there. You sign up for the 15-day 2-disc free trial to $22.95 value. You can try the new Grand Theft Auto 5, The Last of Us, a Diablo game for as long as you want for a fraction of the cost of an actual game. You don't have to buy games anymore because Gamefly.com exists and it's a Netflix for video games. But you don't even have to spend money. You can try the free trial and YKWD gets a fucking kickback. How sweet is that?
Sweet.
That's going to try that. I want to get the new NHL game. I'm going to go on that
tonight. Oh, it's
awesome,
man.
Said by a Canadian.
So after the break, we got joined by someone.
Chris Scopo.
Scopo in the house.
Hey, guys. What has been the topic of conversation so far?
Kelly's disgusting pussy.
Garbage. Garbage. Okay, nice.
Aww.
Nice haircut, buddy. You look handsome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anything
I'm
for you.
I'm going for the boiler room look, which you complimented me on quite frequently.
Every time, man. You look like you're running a pretty successful Ponzi scheme or something.
Well, I wish I was, honestly.
You should be selling some used cars.
What happened? Did you get stuck in traffic?
No, I actually have a day job, so I had to go do that for a while. Oh, boy. Well, that's adorable. Not everyone is killing it like Joe List.
What do you do for a
27 years in. Still on the podcast, but it's cool.
Oh!
What do you mean? Why would I leave the podcast? It doesn't even... It's fucking enjoyable. It's 2 hours out of my day, out of my week.
Scopo.
I mean, this week, certainly I shouldn't be here because there's no Bobby, so this is sort of amateur shit, but
we're glad
Kelly was
here,
very
Joe.
Deceptive about the lineup today.
How was Norway, Joe?
Oh, it was delightful. It was
why
didn't
we ask
asking.
You about Norway?
Yeah.
Well, I was tired.
When did you get back?
I got back yesterday.
Oh.
Jet lag, hadn't slept in 4 days.
How many shows did you do?
Just two.
You didn't sleep while you were over there?
What's that?
You didn't sleep while you were over there?
Barely. I was all jet lag.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Jet lag's a killer. What were the audiences like?
Great. Very attractive.
How were the women?
That's what very attractive.
Yeah.
Great.
Norway's a rich country, too.
Very rich. Everything there costs twice as much as everything here.
They got
like
voted
McDonald's is like 20 bucks.
5 years in a row, number one country to gain the most profit in a year.
Did you find that with your act, you had to change certain words because they didn't have a word for, like, I don't know, car or lift? It was a different word.
They don't have a word for car?
No, but like a different word. Like, you know. I don't know. They call it a modern country.
Like, Kelly's shit-infested Australia. He doesn't know what a car is.
You know, like sometimes like lift or elevator. You know what I mean? Like, was it expats or?
No. They're like good. They watch all American comedy.
Okay.
They said some guy was doing a bit about DMV and they got it. They don't even have a DMV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
They're smart and they watch American television. And all television is American because we invented that motherfucker.
Scopo, your presence has ruined this podcast. I don't know what just happened over the past 4 minutes.
My presence has ruined the podcast?
Yeah, your presence. Unbelievably, Kelly's been doing a great job today.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, we've just been making fun of her disgusting putrid pussy the entire show.
What's wrong with her pussy?
We don't want to get into it again, dude.
How much time do you have?
We set up a Wikipedia page for it.
Oh, my God.
Kelly's dirty pussy.
It's not dirty. It's just ill.
Sissy.
You have a cyst on your...
Can you catch that?
You have a sexually
No. It's not a sexually transmitted disease at all. It's just like, it's like having asthma.
But by the way, I swear to God, I'm not even lying.
It's like having asthma.
Let's make this clear. It is nothing like having asthma.
Wait.
Inhaler for your pussy?
Having bugs crawling in your ovaries.
She has
a
cyst
on
your
asthma, except instead of shortness of breath, it's more like just cysts on your pussy.
She has a,
you know what I mean? But
you have like a cut. Is it a cut or?
Kelly, I would not go down on you.
What's going on? What's going on in your pussy?
I don't want you to go down on me.
I got a long.
Look me in the eyes and tell me you don't want me to go down on you.
I did not want you to go down on me.
Oh, your eyes got bigger there, Kelly.
Yeah, because I needed to really emphasize the point that I do not want your dirty Mexican tongue.
She just mouthed the
words. Kelly, that's insensitive. Jesus.
And he's Puerto Rican, not Mexican.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What is he, an animal?
Get it right.
It doesn't matter.
Kelly, I would go down on you.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, and I would do it back to you, darling.
Thank you.
Mm. She goes, hey, which one of these bumps is your clit?
You're trying to work. No, that's really hurting. That's one of the sores. That's one of the sores. It just popped.
They're not sores. No, they're not like those kind of cysts. Like,
why do you have sores in your vagina?
Oh, they're the nice, pretty cysts.
No, it's more like a growth that if
they
I don't...
Each
Jesus
they
Christ.
Each have a bow like Ms. Pac-Man.
It's not like a...
Oh, shit. Kenny, you needed another day to come in warmed up. Yeah. Yesterday he just sat there.
Did he?
Oh, he's plenty warm. Did you see his pits? It's a day to cool down.
I like to jog with garbage bags on before doing podcasts.
No, they're more like growths. Like, I don't want to use the word tumor, but it's more like that.
Tuna?
Tumor.
Oh.
Tuna.
Oh,
thank God it's a tumor, not tuna.
We only hope.
Yeah.
Oh, Scopo, you really wish cancer upon her
you
pussy?
You don't want me to have children?
Well, cervical cancer is not that bad.
Yeah, it is, though. It's bad. So, I have a friend who does.
Scopo wishes not that bad of cancer on you.
Yeah.
You know.
No,
like
I love cancer. By the way, did you see the photo Kate Vazzi made?
What's the new photo?
It's me and Kelly.
What is it? Let me see.
I'll show you. It's pretty funny.
Right. And we stopped.
Scopo, I don't know what happened today, dude. I want to be on your side.
Let's do something visual that nobody can hear.
Give me a few seconds to look it up.
YKWD War, the battle continues every Monday morning.
Kay Vazzi loves me, by the way.
Picasso, Tits, Festuca, and Badunkadunk Scopo. Okay.
Kay Vazzi sent me a picture of himself looking fucking...
Did you see his dick?
No.
I'm not lying to you. He Kay Vazzi, because on Hammer Fisting, we had mentioned how... I maybe due to show pictures... I don't know if the conversation was due to show their friends pictures of their chicks' pussies. Mm. It's awesome. I don't know exactly how it came up, but he emailed me. He was like, number one, I'm going to show you that I don't have a small dick. So he sent me a picture of his dick.
All right.
And number two, he sent me a picture of his chick's pussy, which is just... That's a good fan.
Yeah, that's thoughtful.
He sent me a picture of him, like, in his workout gear, like, with his body looking all buff.
That's Kay Vazzi's dick, dude.
Let me see.
Oh, why is it sideways?
It's veiny,
what's happening?
Dude.
I haven't got my glasses on.
Why'd you save it, though?
Yeah, someone needs to, like, snap their fingers, get its attention or something.
That back up.
No, here's what he did. Time out. Here's what he did, because I've done this move. He got it, like, 75% hard, but so it hangs.
Yeah, of course. Fluffing.
But it's more than a fluffing. He got it like, so it's fully, it's basically fully erect, but hanging low.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to make it look like he had a rock hard.
So it looks like he has a bigger piece than what it actually
is. It's not as big, but it's nice, though. It's definitely bigger than mine.
It looks like a tongue. It looks like a tongue. He's got
looks
a piece
like,
of skin that's
connecting
it. Looks
like Gene Simmons'
it.
Mouth.
Yeah. There's a piece, but he looked really good, though, and he sent me a picture. He's like, would you do this?
He said it was the, he calls it the Warhammer, and this is his chick's puss.
Mordor.
Which, look at this. Just excellent.
Let me see the puss.
Let's hope she doesn't listen. Wow.
Oh, God.
That is a
yeah.
sweet
Did he tell
gash.
You it was okay to just openly tell
nice
everyone
gash.
That he sent you his girl's puss?
I hope so. Sorry, Gay Vazi. I just showed everyone your girl's puss.
It's got a bit of hair on it.
Yeah, I hope you didn't just ruin his relationship.
That's some out of pussy lips there.
Whatever. Don't listen to me. If you don't want me to show everyone in the room your girl's pussy, don't send me a picture.
I'm just saying, after lecturing Kelly on Dude Code, this guy showed me his girl's pussy. Everyone want to see it?
I agree with Lou, though. Sorry. Like, if a guy sends me a dick pic, like, it's up for, I will show everybody.
He, let me tell you something about Kay Vazi. If there's one thing, he's my only real fan in the world, okay? I know this guy does not give a shit that I'm showing his dick and his chick's pussy to everyone in this room. In fact, he's going to probably make a fucking sign that says, with him smiling, thumbs up, saying he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you're manipulating him into doing that. Right? Yeah. It sounds like some real projection.
He's
going
to send me $500 specifically for doing that.
But yeah. I know guys that get drunk all the time and send me pics of their dick because they think that's going to make me want to fuck them, and it's the complete opposite. But
they
I show
you don't
all
have
the
that
time.
Many options.
What if they think that's going to keep you away?
I don't know. But I always show everybody because I'm like, fuck that.
If Kelly, have you ever sent pictures of your pussy out?
Never.
How do you know somebody didn't do it secretly? I used to do that.
Lewis.
You've never sent out a picture of your pussy. Not
you've
even
never,
in the lab.
You've never video
guys,
raped a girl.
I can't believe you guys are surprised that I haven't. Why would I send a picture of my pussy to anybody?
It's
my
new lab to get tested.
It's my new Vine web series, video raping women.
Video raping, six seconds. Lewis pretends his iPhone is his tongue while he's down there.
No, here's what I did. Dave knows this story. It's actually a great story. I fucking, with that.
We'll
that
be the
it's actually
that.
A girl that me and Dave double teamed.
Yeah, all right, high five.
She's pregnant now. Well, hey, what's going on?
Hey,
now?
Gnome.
Gnome is here.
Podcast over. Podcast over. Abort. Abort.
Tell the story, Lou.
I like that you said a girl is pregnant and then you yelled abort, which is nice.
So I was kind of seeing this chick for a little while. I was basically seeing her up until the point that she said she was willing to fuck me and Dave together. Then I was like, all right, I'm not seeing this girl anymore. But we will fuck her together. That's what happened, really.
Was a is nice that little really what piece happened? Of
I mean, we were like, we weren't like.
It's the first date,
no, no, boyfriend, oh, girlfriend. No, but we still fucked a bunch until, you know, we had slowed down fucking.
Nah, I think you were pretty much done with her, and that's why you were like, hey, let's just go.
It still hurt a little. I'm not gonna lie. It still when she said she
no,
was
what
down,
hurt was how much she enjoyed it. No, it still hurt a little, but that's what she said. It hurt a little.
Dude, this chick was a fucking whore bag, okay? So either way, dude, it was.
Luz was like, I'll throw this out there. She's not even going to be into it. You want to fuck me and Dave? She's like, yeah, let's do it.
Since the day I met you.
Did you guys go back to back or you shared?
Yeah, like, how did that go down?
No, no, no. She was always a girl's distance between us. We don't, yeah, we're not.
Okay. So, but
me and Dave kissed a lot. She took pictures. A lot of heavy petting.
You guys took turns on the vagina. You just didn't go mouth to. Okay, I was gonna say it was gonna be clear who she liked more.
Did you wear rubbers or no?
Yeah.
What are we? A couple of fruits? Grown men.
Rubbers. It's my friend Dave and a girl that I fucked a bunch. Why do I need a rubber?
How do you guys not have AIDS? Like, you guys are so careless with this shit.
It's really hard to get AIDS, actually.
AIDS?
Lewis's doctor again.
That's really hard. The actual answer to that is because I'm a straight white guy.
That was
the actual answer.
We did an episode about this, and I came off sounding like an asshole.
Exactly like Dave just sounded.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you read about it at all, you sound like an asshole. But that's the truth.
Yeah. it's just the lowest percentage of getting AIDS.
That was a Mikey D bit. Remember, he said it's hard to get AIDS if you're white, straight white.
Well,
guy?
That
it's
is
impossible.
The way Mikey D got it was, you know, I mean, he's very open about this, was through sharing needles and shit, that is the way a straight white man can get. So, but that should be the other thing that I add. If you're a straight white man who doesn't share needles, AIDS basically is something you don't have to worry about. That's the truth.
Oh.
Yeah, Cal. So anyway, me and Dave were double banging this chick. But either way,
And bleeding everywhere.
This.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Doing blood brothers over her back.
Dude, I'm such an asshole. Straight white male doesn't share needles, and the girl doesn't have pussy cysts. Keep going. There's a few.
So this chick, she was actually let me take pictures of her naked, and she also let me take videos of her, right? But first of all, there was a good year of my life where I couldn't even get turned on unless I was videotaping fucking. Like, that was like my big thing.
Why? What happened to you?
I've had an insane amount of sex.
Yeah.
Okay. So
some people use over the counter dick pills. Some people need a videotape. It's whatever you got to do.
So this chick, I wanted Taylor's to like add another level to the relationship and to the thrill of it.
And that level was Dave.
No. This is me secretly
I'm
video.
The other level.
You're like a sex toy, Dave.
Did you actually
bringing a fucking dildo into the bedroom?
Did you actually look like the little the bad guys on level 2 of Mario, like in the little blue underground level? Your face? Nah, wow.
Give that
bandana.
I
want to know what you were going for.
You know, those guys.
Oof, you sound like me.
Can somebody look them up, please? Can somebody pull up Scopo? Can you pull up a picture of the guys from level 1-2 in Super Mario Brothers?
I'm hoping these guys
gonna,
look like
how am I going to Google that? Level 1-2 guys.
Level 1-2 Super Mario Brothers.
Guys of Mario Brothers? Bad guys?
1-2 gash.
So you're video raping this girl. Dave's there.
No, he's not there.
All right.
So what I did was I set up the camera on my desk before she came over.
Did she know?
No, that was the idea.
Okay.
I wanted to secretly videotape her.
Why? This is illegal, by the way.
What?
It's illegal.
Yeah. Come on. 100%.
So, yeah, this is a story that I'm making.
An alleged
Chuck
story.
Chuck Berry
yeah.
did stuff like this, and he's a rock star.
He had a rock star.
The first viral video of that video of him pissing on the chick, right?
Yeah.
They would just pass around that VHS.
Well, Kelly's just viral.
He videotaped the women's room. He set up a camera in the women's room at his restaurant.
Wow.
That was his thing.
Nice.
Just women pissing.
All right. Good idea. Sorry, solid idea, this guy. So I set it up on my desk, pointed at the bed, and what I did was when I brought her home that night, I wasn't going to do it at night, okay? The idea was to wake up before she woke up the next morning and then videotape her in the morning, right? So I woke up the next morning. So the video, and by the way, this is me at my fattest, so like 290 pounds, just really sloppy. The video starts with me, Dave's seen the video. It starts with me turning the camera on and walking away from it, fat in my underwear, just suspiciously.
With so a big Dennis Franz ass.
She's sleeping in the bed. So I climb in the bed with her. And by the way, I keep on like looking at the camera. I know nothing about like camera etiquette at all. I'm like,
you did that when we were doing Vines with you, looking at the camera.
Yeah, I was doing that. So I tried to sexily wake her up, but she wasn't having any. Like I kept on like rubbing her shoulders. She's like, get off. The first 5 minutes, actually, I get up at one point because it's just not going well.
It's hilarious.
And I turn it off.
It is better, like, if you're watching it, it really is just Lewis trying to, like, make a porn. And she's just, like, a real person who's asleep. So it was just like, ooh, hey, baby. And she's like, get off me, fart. Like, she's like, there's a real. It's
I don't know why, but I'm visualizing a reel-to-reel camera. I'm just making that. Like NFL films. Or the Zabruta film.
It keeps cutting away to words like it's a silent film. And Lewis is rubbing her and she won't do anything. And it's wowza.
Lewis fucking that chick with the Zapruder film.
She wouldn't wake up, so I came back in with a kitchen knife. And then
so then this time I fucking I start massaging her shoulders. I press play again. And I start massaging
there
her shoulders.
He is, on the grassy knoll.
What?
Just give that bandana right back to her.
Was that of all the examples of old film, the JFK assassination is where you went?
There's a Zapruder stuck in her mind.
That's well, me and Joe have one of our favorite films, JFK. And I'm just trying to bond with Joe. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Of him dying?
All right, shut the fuck up. Let me tell the story. All right, so the second time I get her to wake up, I'm massaging her shoulders. And so I finally turn her over and she, you know, her tits are out and I'm just trying to like play with her tits a little bit, kissing her neck. And what I don't notice is she's staring directly into the camera.
By the way, when you're watching from the video perspective, it's very obvious because this is like a wide angle of the entire room. And all of a sudden, she just starts looking right at you when you're watching the video and you're like, oh, she's staring at
it's
me.
Like, the
like,
ring.
Like she broke the fourth wall.
Clearly, she sees the camera.
But didn't she see the little red light on?
Can I finish the story? Okay. Let me tell you. So fucking, so I'm kissing her neck and literally right into the camera, she goes, hey, why is that camera pointed at us? And she points into the camera. So then I, with all of the bad acting skill that I have in the world, I look up like an idiot. I was like, oh, what?
Dude,
look,
that moment. I can't let you just get by that moment quickly in the story. That's the story. Is Lewis
the
having
pinnacle.
To act like when she calls at the camera, Lewis is acting.
Do it, Dave.
Like he doesn't know. He goes, whoa, 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 what? Oh, camera? What? And she goes, why is the light on? You go, that is weird.
I walk over to them. I fat waddle over to the camera first. I was like, it's not, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not on. She's like, yeah, why is the red light on? Then the video ends.
That's the video ending.
That's the end of the video.
Right.
No,
I go, it's the battery. Then the video ends.
The red light means it's not recording. That's how my camera works.
Do you still have the video?
No, I think it's got. Maybe Jay has it. Jay might have it.
Ah, dude, you got to let us see that.
I told her eventually, though. Like, I
well, what'd she say? Up to
it. She laughed. She didn't give a shit. She was a whoreback. She fucked me and Dave together.
Yeah. She goes, if she drew the line with that, she goes, how could you? You go, all right, let me remind you of a different time.
Oh, my God. That's so terrible.
By the way, she is literally, I saw this, we're still Facebook friends to this day, and she's married and pregnant.
Nice.
And I just remember the picture that always stuck out in my heart. I said in my mind was her picture. She's at the beach with her boyfriend, and she goes, "I'm standing in the heart that my boyfriend just like dug around me." She's just standing at the beach, and there's a heart around her, and you go, and she's standing in this heart, and I was like, "While you're in that heart, I want you to think about the fact that you let me and Fat Lewis double bang you."
Fairy tales do exist.
What do you think the odds are her boyfriend knows about that story?
I just feel bad for the boy. Don't you want to call me like, dude, you're
I'm sure he has his own with
whore.
Her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? People do shit like that.
But she's not a whore. She's just like...
Yes,
I agree. No, no, it was free.
Listen, hold on. Don't call her a whore because that kind of takes away from other girls wanting to do the same thing. Yeah. That's negatively labeling something that's amazing.
It's an immature young guy thing to say if a chick has a threesome with two dudes, that makes her a whore. It doesn't really. I'd
love to fuck two chicks.
I have, and it's fucking, it's great. But let me tell you something. I'm almost, I think, now getting to the point where I think I could probably get over that and it not really bother me if I dated a chick. Like, if me and B ever broke up, I could maybe date her and not really let it fucking bug me. But up until a few years ago, like, that was something that would genuinely fucking kill me inside if I found out.
Because how do you sort of rate, like, when you talk about, like, what makes a whore?
Oh, can
like,
I say, girls allowed this chick Katie that I used to date, she got double-teamed by two dudes in
no
high school.
No names, Lou!
Yeah, Katie, you know. Okay. So, here's what's funny. She didn't, girls aren't like pigs like us, so she doesn't know like terms. Like, she didn't understand sex terms. So I was like dealing with it. I was dating her, and she was telling me that she got double teamed. I was like, you didn't let them like, you know, like double penetrate. So she's like, what do you mean, double penetrate? I was like, you know, they both fucked you, you know, at the same time. And she was like, yeah, of course. That's what a threesome is. But she didn't understand, like, one in the ass, one in the pussy. She didn't get that. But I just couldn't get the words out the right way. So for a year and a half, I thought she'd gotten fucked in the ass and the puss at the same time. Mm. And I dealt with it.
Lewis, how good is your game that you'd be able to have a threesome with two chicks?
I've had a threesome a couple times.
Really?
How good is my game, dude? My game was, back in the day, Dave knows, dude, my game was fucking
Well, first
impeccable.
Off, I don't know if that's a kind of weird question that doesn't imply your game's very good, to go, how good is your game to pull off a threesome? Like, a threesome is a thing that's kind of out there at this point. I don't think that's the most incredible, like, legend of a threesome.
Well, no, it's hard.
How did you convince that girl to kill her child in front of
Lewis,
you?
Lewis was maybe debatably up there with the best I've ever seen. When he was in his day, pre-B,
yeah, I believe
Lewis,
that.
And I was
Lewis
fat
was
too.
Incredible game with chicks.
Dude,
incredible.
He's talent. So charming. Lou is so fucking charming. Gets
very
what
good.
He wants.
It's not just about being charming. Lots of people are charming. It's about being a closer.
Yeah.
Lou is a closer.
You gotta be able to close.
He
you can't be
deal.
Afraid to
look,
ask
dude, that's
the
always,
deal.
Look, I was always pretty good.
You,
but
be,
I always
you can't
got,
be afraid of no. If you're afraid of no, you're not going to close
you know
the deal.
What's really sexy? That, a guy. What's really sexy is a guy that's really in control. The guy that's like, hey, give me a number. Let's go out. Like, not even, like, you know, the guys dance around it. Like, maybe we could go get a coffee.
Yeah, no. I used to take the girls' cell phones and call my number from their phone right there. And then they go, oh, stop.
That's so fucking sexy. A guy just going, give
dude,
me a fucking
phone. Dude, let
me tell you
something. What I used to get a lot at Stress Factory, particularly.
Yeah.
A couple chicks like that. We just go, but not, it's just a few different clubs where you literally go, after you, getting off stage, going to a girl and being like, let's go make out in the green room. And then just walk into the green room. And just that move, and they come. Yeah. I'm not saying every time, but they fucking come because there's something they're so intrigued by you just literally walking up to him and being like, meet me in the green room to make out.
Yeah,
and just walking
guess
off like, you'll be there. Like, just confident in it.
Yeah.
That like closer shit is really what it's all about.
Yeah. Plus, I think girls want to have sex with someone that's ethnic to not feel racist. And you're like,
you're it's like, the way it's, you got a lot of that Obama support.
They're like, I've had sex with a guy who was brownish, and they feel good about it.
They put a little bumper sticker on their car.
I'm sure Aaron's fucking got probably the best game in the room.
Yeah,
because you're a comic, you're good with your words, and you're a good-looking, muscly dude.
And Aaron, I actually said to someone last night when you came up in conversation, I said that I bet Aaron is a fucking, like, what was the word we used, Mike? Was it pitbull?
Kike.
No.
Kike? My God. I bet Aaron's a kike. I bet he's got money under his mattress.
About, oh, what, in terms of how he fucks?
How he fucks. And we were like, Aaron would be fucking.
Yeah, he's got the low center of gravity. He can really push it.
When his dick's working, he's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I'm back, baby. I'm telling you, I'm back.
Because you're so strong. You just like throw a chick's legs over your shoulder.
That's
and
a new
like
thing, too.
Pull it down
how strong do you have to be to throw a chick's leg over your shoulder?
Well, Kelly's got very big legs.
What's going on with your legs? She goes, I just need a really, really strong guy. One who can get one of my legs.
Dave.
Over his shoulder?
Dave, there's some sissy boys out there, but a strong boy is
sissy
very
boys? Is that sissy. What you call your ovaries?
Oh, that's the name of the episode. Sissy boys. Sissy boys.
That's hilarious.
There's some sissy boys.
There's some boys who can't.
My boys are real sissy this week.
Sounds like a... I've heard a
I was
joke
say,
kill
by the
with
way,
a tag that bombs. And another thing.
Oh. Dude, if Kelly, I really thought Kelly was going to go into pick a girl up and fuck her against the wall,
yeah.
Maybe some other type of position that strength involved. To say lift a girl's leg over your shoulder.
He looks like he could undo my brassiere.
He could really take my pants off, my jeans and all.
He's the kind of guy that could take the blankets off of you after you're done fucking.
Kelly only dates AIDS patients in their fourth trimester.
What?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. I didn't get it either. I just looked at you like, huh?
First off, the fact that
I should have said third trimester.
Well,
it was still kind
that's
of a
pregnancy.
It was all a reach to me.
No, Lewis, there is no situation in life where the fourth trimester ever makes sense. But
give me the fucking bandana.
Yeah.
You applied it to AIDS where there's not even trimesters or anything.
I know,
funny.
That was the joke. I mean, like I said, it was a little abstract.
Yeah, that's Dr. Lewis again.
I'm going to try that joke out up on Underbelly, Kelly's show.
You're invited. Do you want to come this Saturday?
I hear it's a really great, thriving show.
Yeah, no, it is. It's always packed.
Tell us about it.
No, because you guys are. Why?
I'm
no, Ari
Shaffir
did it.
I've never done the show.
Ari Shaffir did it a few weeks ago, and he fucking was.
What did Ari do?
He did a Q&A with the audience.
He just
about
did accounting work. Just. No one really? No one?
Is there we've never had an episode where someone got the biggest laugh, like, name the show that fucking thing, and then just four consecutive bombs.
And then, yeah, literally, I'm looking for more bandanas at this point.
It's amazing.
I want to make a bandana out of someone's jacket.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
You need to be a magician's bandana and just like keep on pulling it out of your
look,
ship.
I'm trying to fucking steer the ship and be
no.
funny. That's a hard job.
No, he
if
did
you
a.
Let that linger, that would have taken it right.
Yeah,
back.
It would have, but you yeah. cut it off, yeah, so it saved me.
I just have no respect for Kelly, and if I would respect Kelly more, she would bomb more.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one that had no respect for Kelly.
No, he did a Q&A.
Just kidding, I didn't think that.
Okay.
That was a good tag on that, Joe. That was a good
and he's back. Joelis, the
back.
Truth.
I've been killing it the whole time.
No, he did a Q&A about being a Jew with the audience. It was really good.
Q&A?
That's like not even that far from what Ari does. Crowd work and Jewy stuff. That's not even... Yeah, can I just come do
hold
stand-up?
On, was, he funny, was he funny with
he
it?
He planted the questions. He
hold
planted
on, was he funny with it?
It was killed. It was amazing.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be funny, though. It's not a comedy act.
It is a funny... It's a show.
That's not... He cheated.
No, he didn't cheat. There's what? It's a show.
He's supposed to do a talent beyond comedy.
It's supposed to be funny.
He made
Kelly.
People laugh with
no,
his words.
No, beyond
Kelly,
stand
years,
up, you dickhead.
How many
beyond
years have you been doing stand-up comedy, Kelly?
I don't want to talk about, no, because you're
how
being,
is it that you're at a point where you're producing, are you getting enough stage time that you're producing a show and not doing a stand-up spot
but you
on
guys,
that? I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, but you guys are coming from this, like, comedy, you just can't do straight stand-up anymore as a point of, like, this is where everything's going.
No,
everyone in this room.
Hold on, time out. Time everyone,
no, you're right. You're right. You have to do Jewish time out, question and answer stuff.
No,
everyone
say,
in this room.
I agree. No, you're right. You're 100% right. You have to fire on all cylinders. You have to do things like podcasting and web series and trying to get on TV, acting classes.
No one's doing that at your
submitting,
show.
Submitting writing packets. You have to do all of this shit. I get it. You're right. But people do not have to ride a unicycle or juggle or fucking do whatever the fuck they're doing at your show. That's not what your
that
show
is. That has nothing
is.
To do with what we're talking
no,
about.
No, but it does because people who do those videos or working on those characters for that audition for SNL come on our show to, you know, do it in front of a
is
live
that
audience.
What it is, though? You do
yes.
sketch or you do...
Yeah, we've shown Joe's videos on there. Sarah's done her sketches on there.
Mm-hmm. Sarah like, sketch?
Sarah, his girl.
That's not what I'm talking
ooh,
about.
Talk
that's
to
not
her.
Really the point.
Well, that's
I'm
what. Well, that's well. The point you're making is not what the show's about. The show is a comedy show. Books. We book stand-ups, but they can't do right. their act. They've got to do something
but
else.
But I'm saying you.
So
you
there's
don't
so
have
many.
Like, can a I joke do your you act? Need to work or something?
I, hang
like
on.
That?
I get Dave's point, but let me ask you this. If you did have a, like, say, a spot, a stand-up spot at Caroline's the night of your Underbelly show.
I'll do the Caroline show because there's three of us that produce the show.
Okay.
So we share it all around.
Yeah, look, now you're talking hypothetical problems that'll never come up. Kelly, Kelly, if you want to, we're just wasting our time going
because
down
because it's a summer Saturday night, okay, so a lot of us have road work and stuff, so we have to go. And, but there's three of us there to take the reins.
Well, say if you got checks then at an LOL, would you? Which one would you do?
Well, I do the club because I have that show all the time. I don't know when I'm going to be back at the club.
And I'm not coming at you. I'm only playing devil's advocate.
Even checks at LOL is a little outlandish. But let's just say, hypothetically.
Kelly, I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here. I'm not like I don't even think it's a terrible thing. I'm doing a fucking stupid show. Me and Adrian are doing a thing at The Stand every month now where it's two comics on stage at the same time. It's not you working on your act. You're not going to do that. Joe Liz did it.
Why are you doing it, why are you doing it, Lou? Because like,
it's
different.
Just stupid, but I also get a lot.
Yeah, it's a very different thing. Look, I'm not like harping on the difference between doing comedy like 3 years or 8 years or whatever it is. But no, but that is kind of what my point. Like, yeah, Lewis is doing something a little different. I'm just saying I know you're in a different situation than most comics who have been doing it in a few years because you're on this podcast, which is a big platform. I'm just saying to put your efforts into making a show happen and bringing an audience there and to not get a stand-up set out of it. Just seems crazy to me. When you're young, with the first few years, you just need to focus on getting up as much as possible.
I agree with Dave.
No, and Dave, and what you're saying there is that
I'm not shitting on the show.
No, but you.
The show's probably hilarious, and I'm sure it's great.
But you know,
give me a minute. I'll get
give him a couple minutes.
Do not go.
But I'm not like I love doing stand up, but I also love comedy in a bigger sense. So I like doing other stuff besides stand up because I fucking love comedy, right? So I'm allowed to have an avenue where I can do that. And also,
a lot of the time I just like to make people cry.
But also, you're thinking of, like, you're kind of going, well, Kelly, you know, you need to get on stage more, like, you know, in terms of getting my...
Not just you, any comic who's been doing it a few
years.
You
don't know me outside of when you see me. You don't know what else I'm doing. You don't know how hard or...
You don't know her.
Yeah, you're going to the doctor to get those cysts.
You don't know her.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, I get what you're saying.
No, I genuinely
because
don't.
Because in your head, you're like, well, Kelly needs to be getting up more. You need to be working on your set, getting up more. You don't know.
Do you think you don't need to get up more?
No. But you don't know.
So why is it in my head?
But
you don't know. I'm not saying that.
You don't know what I'm doing though.
Everyone in the room needs to get up more.
You don't see me every day. You don't know what I'm doing behind the scenes or how hard I'm working in other areas.
That's all great.
Other clubs. Yeah, but you can't say. Like that's basically it sounds like what you're saying is Kelly, you need to be working harder on your stand up, but you don't know.
I disagree with you on that because I'm watching it from an outside perspective, and he's not actually saying that. You're taking it that way.
Yeah, I didn't say anything like you need to work harder on your stand up. I'm just saying you have
every
this crowd
opportunity.
There.
Like, dude, that's exactly. And it's the same point that I made earlier. Every opportunity we have to get up on stage and to perform our act, we should be taking that. And if you have an opportunity to run a show, and here's the best response, Kelly. The truth is, you go, hey. The Creek wouldn't be giving me a normal stand-up show. That's not what they're doing that night. They want something different.
Yeah, I was gonna,
which is the truth.
I was going to ask
Kelly.
No,
that's not the truth. Could
you just have a normal stand-up show at the Creek?
Of course, but I don't want a normal stand-up.
But do you think... Bruce is trying to help.
No, but I don't want a normal stand-up.
He's trying to give her outs on this.
But also, would the crowd show up? If that were the case?
That's the thing, because they can be very light crowds.
No, but
this is an opportunity where we have a very big crowd because audiences actually do go, I want something different. Give me something different. I want to watch, you know, a video that someone made for a web series or a character someone's working on for an audition for SNL or, you know,
part of me is just playing devil's advocate.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, that's why the audience comes.
I just
they
learned
want
that
different.
Term last week.
Because there's,
I'm loving it.
Normal stand-up shows every night of the week.
Listen, I don't
mean
to be a devil's advocate here, but...
Are you Al Pacino?
I like that she has a show that does something.
Pacino
different.
Wasn't in that movie.
I've never seen the show. I've never been there, but I think as comics, it's good.
Nor would I ever go. But
I think it's good to have like different avenues to branch out in. But I'm saying that as someone who's been doing comedy for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm
do
just a traditionalist in that sense, but I just think like
I
you should.
That.
Maybe at some point you try
but
doing like different things.
Every other day that I have is dedicated to that. This is one day that now I don't even really promote the show anymore. The people come. So I don't put that much work into it. I just work on my sketch once a month.
It's like
and
your
every
sex
other
life.
Day is, that doesn't exist anymore. Every other day is my stand-up. That's all. I haven't my finger in any other pie.
No, she's saying every other day. On Tuesday, she has another talent showcase. Wednesday's stand-up.
No,
Thursday, she's doing a cooking thing.
I don't
thing.
Do improv. I don't do UCB. I don't do any of that stuff. This is
we
my
know.
Own.
Yeah, you're not. You should
well,
be taking improv
do?
Class.
Do you want to be like a stand-up ultimately?
I want to dance.
That was, you know what? I didn't laugh, but I can see why people would have laughed at that.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was pretty good.
It's very rare that I like something that Kelly says. And
I'm pro your show, too.
Kelly. Yeah, thank you, Joe. I really love Joe's Unabomber look right now.
Oh, thank you. It's freezing in here.
We'll turn the AC off.
Your hair looks like a record.
Sorry, I thought like that Chris Scopel was going to melt.
It has the lines. It looks like a...
Chris Scopel?
Like a... Why was whatever. Like a vinyl.
It's because... Is it
point eight looked at Mike Cannon and said,
by the way,
Chris Scopel.
If you notice, Dave Smith's and Mike Cannon's hair and facial hair are the exact same.
Sexy.
Coincidence?
I think not.
You guys should be double teaming.
That's it. You know what? You guys are on my show, the mashup show at the Stand.
Great idea.
Why don't we double team more chicks?
How come we never double team?
I think Mike's
girlfriend. Come over to my apartment. We'll do it to my girlfriend. It'll be great.
She's a real whore.
She's a cool chick, right?
Yeah, she's great.
She's hot as guts, man. She's beautiful.
Hot as guts?
Stop. Yeah. Just please. I want to wrap up here. Can you stop saying ridiculous shit?
We got an hour 18 in. We need more than that.
We need more? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we. Yesterday we did an hour and seven.
No, we didn't. No, we did 90 minutes yesterday.
Okay, well, whatever. Take control, Kelly.
What?
On my birthday, I had a three-way with a girl that works up the street, and I didn't know she worked up the street.
Wait, is this a story?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the best.
This is a good story. You should tell the whole story.
Oh, all right. Me and this.
I mean, he said she works up the street. Like, she walks up and down offering pussy. She works the whole
You
want
to go see a comedy show?
No, it was, it was my birthday, and we got drunk. And there was another comic from Greenwich Village Comedy Club, and we
Who looks like a werewolf. Let's put that out there.
Yeah, he's not
he looks like a wild Muppet.
Yeah. He's not attractive. And we banged her together, and she swallowed like four loads total.
Wait, what do you mean? There's two of you.
Yeah, we both came twice in her mouth.
Wow. Did you, that is a talented young lady.
Did you stand over each other? Or over her? Or...
No, she would blow us like I was sitting down when she blew me.
And she, then, would she fuck you and then she would suck you off to completion?
That's exactly what she did.
Well, she's a champ.
She was blowing you over the rubber. She swallowed all four, and then the next morning she was coughing. You could hear her throwing up the other guy's load
in my bathroom.
Like that, and I was like, and then she kept coughing all day, and I was like, oh, she's got bronchitis.
I gotta when you blew your first load, like, did you like want to go right again, or you waited? A couple minutes.
I was 18 ready to minutes go to sleep right after. We all slept in the same bed after. It was awkward.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was nice.
But now she works on the street, and then I bumped into her on the street, and she's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, what are you doing? I thought she was a tourist or something. I would not have had sex with her if I knew she lived in this city, and I'd have to see
her again.
Just
coughing up cum afterwards?
Yeah, jizz on McDougal Street.
I had a girl lie to me once. I met her at a bar, and she was like, hello, I'm from England. And she's... And I was like, oh, yeah, that's fun.
even Lewis does his voice well.
We go back to her friend's place, and I fuck her. I put my dick, like, just the tip of my dick in her. She's like, oh. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, this girl's fucking crazy tight. And my dick's not big at all, so I was just like, are you a virgin? What's the deal? She was like, sort of. You know, me and my mate tried it, and it didn't work out. So I was like, all right, you sure you want to do this? She's like, yes. Before she even got the word yes out, I was like,
and, balls deep.
Just fucking pounded her out.
Pseudo virgin.
So, just for future reference, I would change that story to right after she said yes.
Right.
Just to avoid any sort of.
A lot of illegal activities in Lewis's stories.
I would just say immediately after she said yes and then continue the story from there.
And then tell everyone about the video story again. How are you not in jail?
Every single one of his stories. Oh, that reminds me. I was holding this chick down in an alley this one time.
As she took the breath to say yes.
Yeah. I fucked her so hard she wasn't even able to say yes.
I love that your cock makes a ripping sound whenever it enters a woman.
So listen,
that's like
you started like a no.
So we kind of like fucking go to sleep for like an hour or two. I'm just ready to get the fuck out of there as soon as possible, because the truth is she was like a 6 for like an American girl, but she was like a 7.5 because she was British. Like the accent added like a point and a half. So we're lying there kind of like the sun's coming up. She's like, oh, I have a confession to Mike. And I was like, oh, she wasn't a virgin. What the fuck was going on? She's like, I'm actually from New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
She immediately became a 6 again. I was like, oh, this was not a fun day at all.
I'm so glad I did not ask for consent.
What?
And she lived like right over the bridge. Now I don't like see her possibly again. Her story was that she was leaving in like a week.
Yikes.
How did she keep up the accent the whole time?
She's talented.
Oh, fuck me.
Was she really
fuck
a virgin?
You should have her on Underbelly. Yep.
Ha 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 ha.
His next
what a psychopath. Keeping up an accent while she's having sex for the first time with some weird fucking Puerto Rican after a comedy club.
This is before I did comedy.
Oh, jeez.
This is like, you know, a long time ago.
Long time ago.
This is when I used to hang out at the Village Idiot. That was the shittiest bar.
Oh, I remember the Village Idiot.
Remember the Village Idiot, dude? That was a real scumbag place,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it was.
That became comics. That's the same building.
I have dropped loads all over comics. You have no idea.
The owner used to just be fucking like sleep at the bar. He was a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, dude. They also owned Yogi's and the Patriot Bar downtown. Wow. And it was $5 pitchers of beer. They had like $2. It was ridiculous, dude.
Patriot and Tribeca.
Yeah,
and
Tribeca.
That's a fucking hole.
Yeah, no.
That's around the corner from my work.
By the way, the Patriot looked good when they first opened up, but they just let it go to shit, dude. Yogi's closed down. The Village Idiot closed down. Yogi's used to be our spot after Stand Up New York.
Sounds great.
Village Idiot, I used to go there when I was underage, when I was a kid. I was like 20.
They didn't give a shit, dude.
It was great. Wow. Great times.
They would serve anyone, dude.
I spent my 20th birthday asleep in the garbage outside of the Village Idiot. Literally just completely blacked out in the garbage. I was woken up by a garbage man. and I was like, it's my birthday.
You had good friends.
Katie, same girl who got double teamed in high school. She left me there on my birthday.
How are you not in jail? There's so many things that you do.
There's nothing that illegal.
Well, the videotaping?
She was into it.
The fucking the girl before she says yes.
They were into it.
Waking
turns out
up,
she was fine.
In a pool of your own vomit and garbage is gross.
I didn't say anything about vomit, but yes, that was there.
There was some vomit there.
I don't know if it was mine.
It was
mine.
It wasn't your vomit. It's really bad. Whenever tourists come to Australia, to America, you guys don't measure your drinks. You guys have a free pour.
Yeah.
And most other countries have they measure their drinks.
Well, no, listen, so if Aaron and Dave Smith owned the bar, there'd be a fucking measuring system.
Because they're Jews?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
You guys don't remind me of Jewish people, though.
Yeah, you're very un-Jewy.
Yeah, you're not really Jewy.
Me?
Both of you.
Oh.
Congrats, guys.
Yeah. I guess that's a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah.
We've assimilated.
Yeah. Oh, what happened? Did the wind
you're
come out?
You're just like us.
The wind came out of our sails.
Kelly, you've been a fucking boat just slowly tipping over with no wind.
Me?
For years.
Because her pussy's dropping like an anchor.
Mike, you're coming. Everyone just got really quiet. Do you all get really tired? What happened? Do you need
I'm very
M&Ms?
Tired. I'm jet lagged. Yeah. I didn't want to do the fucking show, and you lied to me.
All right.
What'd she say to you?
She just omitted that Bobby was going to be here. She was like, please, please, please come do the show. And I'm like, all right. She's like, great. Bobby's not here.
This is last night. You had a chance to pull out of it. Hey, pull out? No? All right. Wait.
No, hold on. Can we all just give Kelly, you get to speak for the next minute.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
it's been a great
seconds.
Show. What happened was Lewis stopped, fucking walked away from the steering wheel for a moment, and we fucking crashed into the seawall.
Yeah, Lewis, get back on that fucking
ship.
No,
Kelly, take over.
No, I want Kelly to take over now.
I don't wanna. I like listening to Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Don't, you got it. You back it off. You're doing that passive aggressive shit.
Who, me?
No. I like listening to Lewis. This isn't passive aggressive. This is like sweet and nice because I am generally like.
Well, I said to end the show 8 minutes ago.
Yeah, but we were too short.
Guys, we bleated the audience out about 10 to 20 minutes ago.
They turned this up. They turned this off when the volumes were being taken.
I feel like we can end now, but someone needs to tell one last story so we can end off a laugh.
I blew my cannon one time, but I'm teasing the story till next week. It was the sweatiest blowjob in history. He just came sweat.
Oh, there we go. All right, that's the end of it. That's the end. There
that's
we go.
The end? Yeah. I thought we were just getting back.
Oh, we got
a
minute 20. We got an hour 26. You got to keep going.
Yeah.
No, we don't. All right, let me tell you something.
Let's all try to suck
There's
our own
all of
dick.
The commercials that they're going to fucking plug in. There's
no, that's
Bobby's
it.
Dates. Now there's Bobby's Dates, which is like a fucking 3 minute ad. 90 minutes is a good show. We're fine, dude.
Yeah.
Just trust me, we're fine.
Yeah.
I'm following
your orders.
The only reason Scopo wanted to fucking keep on going is because he showed up and then we were going to stop 7 minutes after he got here. It's selfish, Scopo. You should have been on time.
Will Bobby
well,
listen
I had
to this episode?
I had to work, Lewis. You know,
yeah,
some
he
people
will.
Have to work.
Shit.
I thought it was a good episode. I really did.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
You had a good time.
Did you get the sound fix from yesterday?
I brought the heat. I had some really good ones.
You
Lewis
were,
had a
Joe.
Bunch of good ones.
Yeah.
The rest of you. Oh, Berg was on fire for quite a while. Yeah.
No, Cannon and Dave did great. You know, just
Cannon had the armpit bit. That was fun.
Just the two.
It wasn't even mine.
The two dykeheads in the room just fucking really shit the bed today.
Dave said a bunch of brilliant shit during the break. Just like mind bending fucking shit. Well, I was like, that's how I think now. Yeah. That's a good point. All right, we're back.
Say it on the podcast. No, I don't want to say it on the podcast.
Kelly did whatever that thing she just did is, and Scopo showed up 8 minutes ago.
All right, it's a good show. Plug your shit. All right, Scopo, what's going on? You go first, buddy. What do you got?
I'll be with you and Dave Smith.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Foxwoods, December 18th. I believe Wednesday night.
Come
out. Exciting. Gonna be a lot of fun.
That's hilarious. I don't even know the date.
It's December 8th. I think it's December 18th. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna be just three dudes doing jokes, and then you'll
Dave is a great comic.
You'll see us.
That was passive aggressive, Chris. If you don't know what that means, the.
That wasn't passive aggressive. It was aggressive.
Felt nice on my end.
Aggressive, aggressive. Yeah, that was definitely aggressive. I was making a joke that two of the people weren't funny. I don't think that, but
he just thinks one of them are funny.
All right, Dave Smith, where are you going to be? How can people find you?
Just kidding.
Well, I guess, evidently, I'll be in comics. I forgot about that gig. But yeah, it'll be out there. That'll be exciting. Well, this doesn't come out in time. We're in Toronto this weekend.
Yeah.
But,
last weekend, we were in Toronto.
Last weekend, guys.
It's a great time. Was it good?
Come to Toronto. Unbelievable. I killed. Lewis struggled.
I ripped another girl.
It was. Lou.
That's fine in Canada.
But
one day, something's going to happen where you're going to be in a situation.
Nothing's going to happen. If it hasn't happened already, it's not going
to
happen.
They need to go through character witnesses and go through all your old tweets and old podcasts where they're going to have too much information.
Really? Do you think they're going to go through old YKWDs to get dirt on me? Is you think that's happening?
They'll have too much information, but at the trial they'll be like this: TMI.
Sorry, Dave. Keep going.
Follow me on Twitter at Comic Dave Smith.
And great.
That's all.
Joe List, the truth. Welcome back, buddy. We missed you.
Oh, thanks. I missed you too, sort of. Bobby, I missed you.
Hold on. I missed you.
What?
I threw a cap at her. Whatever.
He threw it. It was pretty funny. Well, I'm glad I can't, because I didn't want to come because I was tired and jet lag and I haven't seen my girlfriend. But I was like, you know, it'll be nice to see Bobby. anyways, you can hear me on I have my podcast Tuesdays with Stories. It's doing really well. A bunch of you are listening. So
hey,
I appreciate
Joe, very
it.
Funny by the way. Listen to
oh,
it.
Oh, thanks, pal. Yeah.
Did you just really can solid. My episode?
Yeah. No, it hasn't come out yet. We're like way behind in our episodes. It'll be out. Luis J. Gomez is an upcoming guest. And it's on iTunes, and a lot of people are listening, so thanks for listening. It's sort of like this podcast, but
different.
Less people.
Luis J. Gomez, where are you going to be, real ass dude?
Check us out in December. Me, Scopo, and Dave Smith, December 18th. I'll actually be at Comics at Foxwoods the whole weekend. I'm featuring for my buddy, John Moses. Very, very funny comedian.
He's so great.
Yeah, really, really great. Another Canadian guy. Follow me on Twitter, at Luis J. Gomez. And check out my other podcasts. I got Hammer Fisting on the Riotcast Network. I also do another one with Dave Smith and Big J. Okerson, if you guys are Big J. fans, called Legion of Skanks, and it's just filthy stories. And also go to my website. Please, guys, go to my website. I just updated everything. KellyFistukasucks.com. I really mean the name. Okay, that's it.
Aaron Berg.
What am I? London, Ontario, November 8th and 9th. Ajax, Ontario, November 14th to 16th.
Why don't I open for you, Aaron?
Niagara Falls, November 21st to 23rd. I'll be in Montreal, December 12th to 14th. And Japan in January.
Hey, Aaron. Oh, wow. It's African American Falls.
Aaron, how did you talk about Miami? How was Miami?
Miami was fantastic. I did the comedy in down there. I went to a strip club. You could smoke in the strip club and touch strippers.
Yeah?
And the show was pretty good.
Did you bang one of the strippers?
No. She kept trying to put her nipple in my mouth, and I kept pushing it away because I know the game. I know they've been sucked on all night, and I don't need to fall into
You don't need
game.
Another STD, buddy.
Yeah, in my mouth.
That's experience right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm on Twitter, at Aaron Berg Comedy.
Beautiful, Mike Cannon.
All right,
sweaty armpit.
Oh yes, sweaty pits. Check out my podcast as well. I'm on the same network as Joe. It's called Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. It's just three buffoons talking about conspiracy theories.
Who else is on it?
Corruption. It's one of my buddies from home, and then his maniac 55-year-old friend.
Oh, that's cool. So it's not comics.
Yeah, they're.
I
not
love
comics.
That. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty entertaining.
It's what they're going for with Kelly and Scopo on this.
They try to convince me of whatever it is they're after, and.
you know, I'm open to it, but I like, you know, I like hearing the stories. Also, follow me on Twitter at I am Mike Cannon.
You got any shows coming up? Yeah, I'll be around mid-November.
I'll be around the city. Nothing on the road just yet, and you know, some TV stuff coming out, but nothing specific.
Fun. Anything on Guy Code?
I wrote for Guy Code this season, so check that out. Check out Mr. Dan Soder.
I always, when I watch that show, I'm always like, "What good writing!"
Right.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you can find me at Kelly at Twitter.
Shit, your specific role on Guy Code is what sucks about it.
I know. Thanks,
buddy. And the daytime Emmy goes to Mike Cannon for Guy Code episode Don't Pee Too Close to Another Dude.
Don't look after the stall, dude.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, shit.
Okay, you can find me.
It was the big laugh, by the way, at the end of the show.
Yeah,
it just ended right now.
Thank you, Aaron. It was great.
Yeah,
so you can find me on Twitter at Kelly Fistuka and on Facebook, and I've got
an
underbelly.com.
And I've got an under smelly pussy. Yeah.
It's got a coral reef under there.
My vaginal fissures have a podcast called Ouch, We're Burning. And
do you have any barnacle cream?
Barnacles. Barnacles.
When I was a kid, scientists used to say there was no life in Kelly's pussy. But now that we've explored further.
All right, can I read Bobby's dates, please?
Discovered 7,000 new species.
Okay, so if you want to go see Bobby Kelly for November, December, you can go see him at Comics Come Home in Boston on November 16th. And on November 29th, 30th, he's at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey. Then December 6th, 7th, 8th, Side Splitters, Tampa, Florida. Go to the website, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, to donate. Press the donate button. Just donate whatever you've got, 5, 10, 50, if you want to keep Lewis off the show. Keep those ones coming through. You know we're donating for that.
November 6th, everybody.
This will. It's already gone. We've already done the show.
Oh, when's this coming out?
Next week.
Kelly Monday. Bombed on November 6th.
It's on Monday. Is it coming out Monday?
No.
Nigh.
No. Anyway, so YKWD at Twitter and on Facebook. Like us, follow us. Share, like the page. Share it around. Spread the word. Let people know about us. Keep the donations coming in because we're getting a whole bunch of new stuff here and we're going to keep this show going. It's for free for you every week. Thank you, Robert, for letting us do this show today. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. Mike, Aaron, Joe, Chris,
pleasant.
Lou, Dave. It's been great. You guys will come back again.
I love you, Bobby.
Yeah, I'll try and get you all here.
Just end the show already.
I'll try and get you all here, Jesus, when Bobby's here. Okay. Well, I just, you know, want to thank Bobby. All right, bye, guys. You know what, dude? Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.